Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, it's Mike with the Portage County Safety Council. I'm here with Nick Coy from the BWC.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Good. And we're here with Lori and Vince from AAA. Hi, Lori. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, Mike. Yes, I'm the traffic safety advisor for AAA East Central Northeast Ohio, and I conduct and manage all the traffic safety programs that AAA does in this area.
Well, welcome. It's good to have you today. Vince?
Thank you. Hi, I'm Vince Strapko with AAA's Approved Auto Repair Program. I oversee the Approved Auto Repair Program for Northeast Ohio.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming. Today, we want to help our members and listeners understand a little bit more about vehicle winter preparations. To kick this off, what are the top five things that you would put inside of a vehicle winter safety kit for your employees?
Well, to start off, I would definitely check the spare tire to make sure it has air. You have a jack and a lug wrench to get the tire off. I would definitely keep jumper cables, a shovel, a tow strap, maybe some kitty litter or some salt or even an old mat to stick underneath the tire in case you get stuck there. And something definitely to clean the windshield off when it ices over.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of times we don't think about that till the first snow. I know myself just the other day when it started snowing here in Northeast Ohio, I ran out the car to say, where are the snow scrapers at? It's been all summer. We've had some great weather, but that is one of the most important pieces that we need that we often forget about.
And Vince, you mentioned something real important as you were talking. I was thinking about this. You mentioned check your jack. There's times where I had a flat tire and I just assumed that I had a jack in the car. Or even worse yet, I remember having a car that's, you know, maybe like 8-10 years old, and I go to the trunk and I couldn't get the jack out of the trunk. And so is that something that you see sometimes with people that have broke down on the side of the road? But it wasn't just the fact that I have a jack, but sometimes I'll have to go personally, I'll go look for that jack and make sure I can unscrew it. I can get it out. Everything's in working condition. There's nothing rusted together, especially if you have older cars. Have you seen this or?
Oh, absolutely. You need to first make sure that there's a spare tire. Throughout the summer months, you take everything in and out of your car. Sometimes those things get left out. Check your spare tire. Make sure it's aired up. Check a jack for your jack. Make sure it works. Make sure it has fluid in it. You also want a lug wrench, preferably one that actually fits your lug nuts. These are all things that we see on the side of the road where somebody is typically stranded and they can't get off the road because they don't have those bare necessities.
And this seems to be increasingly important, guys, because a lot of cars now that you buy brand new, you know, for decades, they always came with a spare tire, but now they don't.
No, not at all. It's actually an option. Some dealerships include it, but you can, a lot of vehicles to save money and space come with a tire inflator with some kind of run stop or fluid to plug your tire up. I would definitely opt for the spare tire though.
Hey, that's a great piece that I never thought about. So after we've prepared this kit for the wintertime for our vehicles, the next question should be then, what maintenance do I need to have done? As we're getting ready to head into the winter months and I go to the shop, what should I be looking for from that shop to provide to me to ensure my vehicle is ready for winter?
Well, you want to start off with tires. Tires are going to be one of the most important things on your vehicle that you want to check. You want tread depth. By the state of Ohio, the law is 2/32 minimum tread depth. We really want to see nothing less than 4/32 because your braking and steering abilities greatly diminish after that. So you want to make sure that your tire pressures are where they're supposed to be, that you have plenty of tread depth and matching tires. Also, you want to make sure the shop's going to make sure that they're not too old and dry rotted. And then after we get the tires squared away, we want to look under the hood. Batteries are probably the next biggest thing that leave us stranded in the cold weather. Whether they're old or marginal going into the winter season, if they're marginal, you know, what's a $150 investment to keep you going all winter long to make sure you go out and start?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, it's almost a no-brainer just to pop that. Get that battery replaced.
Okay. So we get our vehicle serviced. We have them up and running. We have our kits. The next question is, should we be doing a pre-trip inspection? Not only on our personal vehicles, but if I was an organization and had a fleet of vehicles, should I be expecting some type of pre-trip inspection? And if so, what do you think we should be checking for?
Absolutely. Especially in fleet, because these are vehicles that you may not drive every day. You might not know the ins and outs of these vehicles. You want to make sure the horn works, the wiper blades work, They're not torn. Rear defroster works. Lights. Lights are a big thing. When the weather starts to diminish and we can't see, we need those lights to let other people know we're out there. So turn signals, four ways, brake lights, headlights, low beams, high beams, even fog lamps. These are all simple little checks that you can do before you hop into your own personal vehicle or a fleet vehicle for that matter. Then you want to, you know, check the wiper blades, make sure they're in good working condition, and pop the hood and check to see if you have washer fluid. That's very important just to navigate the salty streets of Northeast Ohio.
So let's say that my windshield wiper blades are frozen up. What are some options I have so that they'll be operational for me to clean
well,
those?
Well, at the point that they're frozen up, you might have to chip them out. You can make a solution out of rubbing alcohol and water and kind of de-ice them. One of the best plans is to stop them from icing up altogether. Some vehicles, you're able to flip the wiper arms up so that they don't freeze to the windshield. Some other vehicles where the wiper arms are covered, you may want to even invest in a whole windshield cover. This means you get to wherever you're going, the weather is bad, you throw this cover over your windshield, whether it's magnetic or it tucks into the front doors, and it'll keep the ice and snow off the windshield. It'll keep those wiper blades from freezing to the windshield. And then when you get into your car, you pull it off. That's one less thing you have to worry about.
You know, today's vehicles are so different. And every year it seems like things have been moved somewhere else. So do you think we should be training our drivers and our companies on how to do these pre-trip inspections first?
Absolutely. Even if you have a fleet mechanic who would know where all these things are located, the fleet mechanic's not going to check every vehicle. So the people who are responsible for operating these vehicles, it would be best for them to have just a quick little checkout. You know, everything from checking the wiper blades and the lights to popping the hood, making sure the washer fluid's topped off. You can even at that point check the engine oil. Engine oil is a very important thing to check. If you have a leak, blown engine costs upwards to $6,000 to $10,000 to replace nowadays. It takes 2 minutes to check the oil and make sure it's where it's supposed to be.
So what are some tips and tricks? I know, Lori, you talked about this a little bit. How do you train the people that you work with to find things underneath the hood and in the cab?
Well, in different situations, I actually have numbers under the hood of my car, and I do what's called a vehicle scavenger hunt. And that I give them some questions and I give them a word bank and the inside of the car. You know, sometimes we have a push button start. We have a lot of telematics on vehicles nowadays. People don't know how their cruise control works or they don't know how to enable or disable answering a cell phone. So a lot of those exercises have helped. I found that very successful and people seem to really enjoy it.
You know, that's a great way to make learning a little more fun. Instead of just telling us about it, having us get involved and being engaged in that process, I think will help retain that information. So that's a great tip and trick that our audience can use out there. Now, once we get this pre-trip inspection going, we're out running on the road, what do we need to check when we stop at the gas station? I remember when I was a kid, my dad used to say, oh, you need to check all these things. What are you saying we should check?
Well, typically at the gas station, you've already kind of gone over the pre-inspection vehicle, and you've made sure that your tires are properly inflated. So when you're out there, as a quick reminder, pop the hood, check the washer fluid. That's really one of the simplest things and easiest things to check. Plus, they sell them at the gas station. So in case you overlook that, back at the garage before you took off for the day, you can correct that, fill it up, make sure you're good to go. Also, again, you could also always check the condition of the wiper blades.
Yeah, I know on those salty days, sometimes it feels like we go through an entire gallon jug of that windshield wiper fluid before we get to the gas station. But are there some concerns with filling up our windshield washer fluid? What are the hazards with that?
Absolutely. You have to be careful. One, never do it with the car running because washer fluid is extremely flammable. One time I was working on a vehicle and I got a little heavy-handed with the brake clean and it hit a hot manifold and started fire. I called for some water and one of my coworkers passed me a jug of washer fluid. I did not realize what he had passed me, and when I dumped it on the flame, It went up. Yeah, I mean, almost the whole car went up. So yeah, washer fluid is extremely flammable, and that's something that we have to keep in mind when filling that we just don't dump it everywhere.
You know, and I never thought about that. You know, you think windshield washer fluid, it's a fluid for cleaning. It's almost like a water, and never thought about the flammability of that. But that's a great piece for our audience to think about and be aware of the next time they fill that up. And maybe even having a funnel in the car may be an option too to help control some of that spillage.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time today and these tips and tricks to help keep our workers safe out there on the roads in the upcoming winter months. Once again, thank you so much. We hope our audience enjoyed today's session. And if you like it, go ahead and like our page and share this with your friends. Until next time, be safe.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.